Decisions, decisions, decisions. We make many of them every day, whether it's what we have for breakfast or for dinner, or how we choose to spend our time, or whom we choose to spend our time with. Some we make with little thought, others with lots of thought and deliberation. Some decisions we're happy to make, others we'd rather not have to make. Many are short-term, while the long-term decisions can often be left on the back burner. Some are of little consequence, others can especially change our lives and the lives of others. Jesus' disciples were on the brink of a big decision. He had told them that they must eat his flesh and drink his blood if they wished to have eternal life. And he also called them to make the decision to totally commit their lives to him. And many of the disciples said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" They struggled because what Jesus asked didn't fit in with their expectations. It shocked and scandalized them. And many of the disciples, we heard, left him and returned to their former way of life. And Jesus also asked the apostles to make a decision. "Do you also want to leave?" And we heard Peter's beautiful words, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." Peter knew that no other decision made any sense. None was more fundamental than following Jesus. And of course, Jesus also calls each of us to make a decision to follow him in our daily lives. This decision certainly isn't always easy. The teachings of Jesus and his church can greatly challenge us. As we know, they often go against the ways and so-called wisdom of the world. Perhaps right now following Jesus within the church is even more challenging due to the terrible tragedy of the abuse scandal. When the abuse scandal first broke in 2002, I had just begun more seriously discerning a priestly vocation as I applied to the diocese to be a seminarian. Although it was a very challenging and disappointing time, it was because of the scandal that I felt God was calling me even more strongly to be a good shepherd for his church. In the eyes of the world, pursuing a priestly vocation might have seemed crazy and something to just simply walk away from. And today we might acknowledge that many people might be on the brink of a decision to walk away from the church. And I can understand why people might feel this way, since we've been let down by some of our shepherds who have sinned so grievously and have harmed their flock. Still, though, the words of Peter ring out to all of us. "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Jesus is here and most present to us through his church, despite the sins of some of her members. It's been said recently, "You don't leave Jesus because of Judas." And as Saint Joan of Arc said, about Jesus and the church, "I simply know they're just one thing." 2,000 years of great saints, traditions, wisdom, service, charity, art, culture, and so much more. Outlasting empires and governments, fads and trends, even despite the sins, scandals, and failures of her members, all show us that Jesus is truly the foundation of the church, and we are guided by the Holy Spirit. No human institution could possibly survive all of this. And while we must pray, fast, and work for reform, renewal, conversion, and healing in our church, we can't forget that we all have a part to play. Pope Francis, in a recent letter concerning abuse, wrote, "It is impossible to think of a conversion of our activity as a church that does not include the active participation of all the members of God's people." Yes, each of us is called to renew our commitment to Jesus, or to make a decision for the first time to really put Jesus in the center of our lives. The church in our world needs all of us to be saints, like so many other times in the past of the history of the church where a new generation of saints had risen up. Yes, we are called to be saints, not to just go through the motions. And to whom shall we go, but together to Jesus within his church, to renew our hearts, our lives, our church, and our world.